Funds from her anti-poverty organisation were used to buy her cigarettes and spa treatments. BBC News.
And the news was presented by Jane Steele. 6:30 comedy next here on Radio 4. Phil Ellis is trying, and today he's accused of murdering a hipster, an allegation he vigorously denies. We'll join him in court in a moment, but just before we do, there appears to be two jet setters on the horizon.
New comedy on BBC Radio 4 with me, Hugh Dennis,
and me, Steve Punt.
Routemasters, in which we go on a journey through new and half-remembered knowledge as we attempt to find the most entertaining route between random topics, people, places and things.
We know very little except that we're going to be starting at beer, and over the course of the series we're going to gradually make our way to eternity.
Have you enjoyed putting together your route?
It's been a roller coaster.
I've got to get from prime numbers to the Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Hunt and Dennis, Routemasters.
The comedy show that takes the scenic route.
On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Starts next Tuesday afternoon at 3.
Pat makes a controversial decision when we head to Ambridge in half an hour here on Radio 4. But before the Archers, we're back for the final adventure in this series of Phil Ellis is Trying, with Phil Ellis and Johnny Vegas. This week, Phil finds himself in court accused of murdering a hipster, an allegation he denies. This episode was first broadcast in 2020.
Phil Ellis is Trying by Phil Ellis and Fraser Steele. Starring Johnny Vegas, Amy Gledhill, Katia Kavinga, Terry Minot, Jason Barnett, Mick Ferry, Sindhu V, Jack D and Phil Ellis. Episode 4, Pond Life 2000.
All rise for His Majesty, Judge Shawshank.
Oh, no, not that guy. You know, everyone says Shawshank is in their top three judges of all time. Such a lazy answer.
He's notoriously strict. You know, a cat once trespassed on his property, so he had it hanged 9 times.
Be seated.
Who's the farming elephant
shall stand?
Phil Philip Philster Ellis.
God, you had imaginative parents.
Hey, shut up, Johnny. You're supposed to be defending me.
Phil Ellis, you are standing here today accused of one of the most heinous crimes under English law. You are charged with the murder of a hipster and the willful disposal of their corpse. How do you plead?
Not guilty, Your Honour.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Of course not. That would be ridiculous.
Phil, as your barista, I urge you to shut your stupid face.
It's barrister, Johnny, not barista. And whilst we're on the subject, what the hell have you drawn on top of this cappuccino? It's like a collapsed lung.
Mr. Ellis, may I remind you, this is the Supreme Court.
Of Parbold? It's not the Supreme Court, is it? This very room doubles as the bingo hall on a Wednesday.
Silence! Order!
Here's another gavel.
God, you get to see more gavels than... Well, actually, you know what? There's no comparison.
Right, I call my first witness.
No, you don't. That's my job. You've clearly been watching too much ITV3.
No, I have not been watching too much ITV3. It's impossible to watch too much ITV3.
You can't use your first witness anyway.
Why not?
Because you can't use an animal as a character witness.
Oh, this courtroom's a joke. Tell me, Your Honour, where in English law does it say that you can't cross-examine an animal?
Here. Page 1, line 1, sentence 1. Even the first word of the sentence is no.
Oh, balls. Sorry for wasting your time, Nelly. Back to Chester for you, pal. I hope you're happy, Judge. I'd hire a man with a van for that elephant.
Your Honour, may I approach the bench?
You may, Prosecutor.
Wow, she approached with a forward roll and a flourish. The judges have given it a 9.6.
Now that's a lawyer. The only thing you're approaching, Johnny, is the end of that pie.
I'm going to be straight with you, Your Honour. We all know the defendant's guilty. I mean, just look at that face. Panged with guilt. Looks like a pug with wind.
Could you address the bench a little bit quieter, please, Prosecutor? I can't hear you.
Look, I don't like Phil as much as the next man, but he deserves a fair trial.
Wait a minute, there's not even a jury.
Ah, one of them, are you? fan of Channel 4 News. We can all question low-league politicians in a wacky tie, you know.
Look, I hired a suit for this, Your Honour. I demand my 12 angry men.
Fine, if you really want your freedom to hinge on a parking attendant, an ice cream man and a part-time dad, so be it. Bring in the seat fillers. Look at the state of that lot. Like a queue for the last megabus of the day. Who's the foreman of this jury?
That would be me, Your Eminence.
Polly?
Hiya, Phil. Look at me in a trouser suit. I feel like Hillary Clinton.
Oh, this isn't fair, Your Honour. She's my assistant.
Yes, but it's not fair in your favour.
That's where you're wrong. I haven't paid Polly for 3 months. She's disgruntled.
Oh, you'll get a fair hearing, you bald bastard.
I call my first witness. It's Mick, the Chinese herbalist. Please state your name and occupation.
You are? I'm Mick, the Chinese herbalist.
Really?
Yeah, how many times? It's the herbs that are Chinese, not me. Are you even listening to this trial? I bet you're wearing headphones under that wig.
Yes, I am, as it happens. It's just a podcast called Death Row Bloopers. They injected one bloke. It had only gone in to bleed the radiators. Here's a tip for you. Never visit a prison wearing an orange fleece.
Could the witness please state his full address, if any?
Well, right, it's not really an address as such. So it's Caravan 1 of 1 in Amfrax Fields, first right after the pram. You go west of the pond, and then a few feet away from the tree that looks like Ben Affleck.
I know just the tree you mean. The resemblance is uncanny. It's like looking at everyone's sixth favourite Batman. Could you tell us, Mick, where you were on the night of the incident?
I was in my caravan, just left of the big gas hob, carpet tile number 12.
All right, Mick, it's not battleships.
Yeah, if you wanted to sink a battleship, Mick, you just have to stand on it.
Objection, Your Honour.
Overruled. He's got a point. Unlike you, Mick, you're basically one ready meal away from being a sphere. Would the prosecution like to cross-examine the witness?
I would, Your Honour. Would you like to tell the jury, Mick, what exactly happened on the night in question?
It happened so long ago, yesterday.
Oi, no harping in court.
Okay, I just want it on record that this is a flashback. Yes! I went arm wrestling again. Jason Statham stunt double.
I don't know why I even bother to arm wrestle you anymore, Mick. The North truly is stronger than the South. You're stronger than a Ray Winston cupper, or slippier than a jellied eel. What we eat.
I know. Now get the hell out of my caravan.
Objection. I'm not listening to all this tripe. None of this happened.
Hey, it's my flashback. My rules, now shut your face.
Can I just remind you, Mick, that a man's life and reputation, both of which his existence are already questionable, hang in the balance. Is all this detail really necessary?
Very well. I came out of my caravan and I saw Phil by the pond.
And Mick, what was Mr. Ellis doing at the pond? I should warn you, this is a pre-watershed court.
Well, he had his back turned to me at all times, which is nothing new to me. I prefer it, actually. I did notice one strange thing, though. The smell.
Objection! I was next to a bloody pond. He can't prove the smell was me. I was avoiding eye contact with a dead upturned car.
What was the smell on the day in question, Mick? Today I'm getting a kind of wet bus ticket and burnt hair aroma.
I can't quite place my nose on it, ma'am. It was as if Sports Direct had brought out a fragrance.
Oh, objection.
What are you objecting to now?
Nothing, that's just the name of the Sports Direct new fragrance.
He's right, Your Honour. Objection by Sports Direct. Mask a whiff, they'll never sniff. Objection.
Right, thank you, Mick. You may stand down.
Thank God.
And we'll have the Bible back, thank you.
Fine. I preferred the film anyway.
God, is that the time? That's lunch, people.
Oh, so how do you think it's going, Polly?
What are you doing in here, Phil? This is the jury room.
I know. It's the best place to ask. If you don't know, then no one will. Oh, I'm genuinely worried now, Polly. I didn't realise I was so unpopular. I feel like Jar Jar Binks.
How do you think I'm doing, Polly?
I can't comment, Johnny. You look the part, at least.
Oh, thanks. You know there's nothing in this briefcase. I'm carrying it just for status.
It's handcuffed to your wrist, Johnny.
It's a prop briefcase from the Blues Brothers. I'm the Dan Aykroyd brother.
Yeah, I think we really need to get that mirror of yours fixed.
Look, you're going to have to get out of the jury room, Phil. It's lunch, so the top's coming off the Pringles, and I don't trust either of you. Go on, scram.
I'm glad we're finally alone, Phil. I've got to ask about the murder. Did you do it?
What, do you really have to ask, Johnny? You're my lawyer, and you're my best friend. I'm innocent. Can't you see that in my eyes?
Oh, God. They're so black, all I can see is myself.
Yeah, they do say that the eyes are mirrors to the soul.
Fine. I just wanted to make sure. Look, Phil, I've known you for 25 years, and I want you to know this. No matter what happens, I'll always... Oh, look! The vending machine sells Cadamax.
Oh, God, I hope it's still no win, no fee.
All rise for Judge Shawshank.
Oh, sit down, sit down. We're not in America. Good lunch, everyone. I've got a great gold card, so I've got a steak bake. More bake than steaks. All the staff there are now on remand. Would the prosecution like to call their next witness?
Thank you, Your Honour. I would now like to call to the stand Ellie the Florist.
Ellie the Florist? This is a very casual court.
I know what you mean. The prosecutor's wearing Crocs. I can't believe they still make them after all that feedback.
Miss the Florist?
Just call me Ellie.
I'd like to keep this on a professional level, please. Can you identify the defendant in this court today?
I can. I mean, he's wearing a suit, which threw me a bit. I didn't know Morrison's did tailoring.
And they've got a Timpsons.
You were one of the last people to see Mr. Ellis before the incident, weren't you, Ellie?
I believe so, but then again, I also believed his excuse for being late that night. Apparently, Phil was convinced he could see the face of William Shatner on Johnny's shower curtain.
That is true. Turned out to be gravy. That's the last time I ever shower pie.
And how was the defendant acting?
Like Nicolas Cage in The Wicker Man.
Sorry?
Terribly.
I like him in Con Air. Anyway, I digress. Where did this date with the defendant take place?
Well, I suggested we go to the theatre to see the Parable Shakespeare Company's new production of Despicable Me 2. But Phil was more keen to show me a new bench he'd found on the big roundabout near B&M Bargains.
And how long was this date?
We didn't stay long as we were downwind from the crematorium.
It's weird, isn't it? No matter where you stand, you're always downwind for me.
And how did this date end? As opposed to the question I'm desperate to ask, why the hell did this date even start?
The usual way. Phil ended up apologising for the poor location. I told him it was fine. He complimented my dress. I complimented his onesie. I didn't know they made unicorn ones in adult size. I think he just wore it so he could make a joke about how horny he was, like over 12 times.
And then you went your separate ways?
Not quite. We were just waving goodbye when Phil started having a severe panic attack.
A reaction to overwhelming guilt, perhaps?
No, it wasn't anything like that. The zip on his onesie had got stuck and he couldn't get the hood down. After I'd filmed him struggling for a while and then posted the footage on YouTube, I tried to cut him loose with a nail file. It was no use. On the plus side, the video's gone viral in Tunisia.
Mr. the Florist, let's just keep the evidence relevant and do forward me a link to that video. Do you think the man stood in front of you today is capable of killing?
God, no! Phil is incapable of killing anything.
I wouldn't say that. He's killed the mood in this courtroom several times already. And he certainly murdered my afternoon. I was meant to be paintballing with the Attorney General.
That will be all, thank you, Ellie. But may I suggest you spend as long choosing the men you date as you do the films you choose on Netflix? And revisit Con Air. It really has stood the test of time.
Thank you, ma'am.
Ellie, if I get sent down, will you wait for me?
Probably not, Phil.
Totally understandable.
Would the defence now like to make their case?
Right, I'm on. Pass me my special edition links.
Oh, Johnny, don't mess this up. I've got a really bad feeling in my gut.
Here, have a swig of Gaviscon for me at Flask. That should sort it. I'm going in. Your Honour, I'd like to call my star witness.
Ooh, star witness. I hope it's one of the loose women. They just tell it how it is.
No, the star witness is me.
You? Oh, God, after this is going to bring back anger.
You want to cross-examine yourself?
I do, Your Honour.
Very well.
Could I call the witness to the witness stand, please? What is your name? My name is Johnny, owner of Johnny's Movie Memorabilia. If it's not genuine, it's almost genuine. And where were you and the plaintiff on the day this disgusting crime took place?
Scope.
Don't evade the question, Johnny.
I'm not. We were in Scope, in the charity shop.
And this is how you get your kicks, kid. Lying in a court of law. I'm not lying. Actually, I'm incapable of lying. I've got a doctor's note for poker games and internet dating. I don't believe you. You're about as trustworthy as the 5-star health rating at Parbull's Premier Kebab Shop. Kebabs, kebabs, kebabs. It's just got a microwave and a sink. And they put the meat straight into your hands, in their words, to be eco-friendly. I like the meat in my hands. It's quicker to eat. It cuts out the middleman. Very well. And what were you doing in school? Oh, God. Cross-examining yourself is knackering. What were you doing in school? I'd seen the 2004 Top Gear Annual through the window that night. And Phil, he were looking for an outfit for his date with Ellie later that night. Oh, come on, Phil. What do you hope and choose, Summer? I hate the smell of wet wool and Febreze.
Oh, it's got to be just right, Johnny.
By the time you pick something, it'll be even more out of fashion.
God, look at the state of this rack. Wax jackets and Aran jumpers. Is Ben Fogle down?
No, he's on BBC Four.
Same thing. Oh, look at this.
An egg timer.
In the shape of an egg.
Good idea, actually. Hey, you could time your date. If it's going badly, leave it soft-boiled.
God, I haven't had a hard-boiled date in years.
Oh, this place is a joke. I'm going to stare to this mannequin. Looks like an unfashionable Jarvis Cocker.
Oi, careful what you say about Jarvis Cocker. That's me.
Oh, sorry, Jarvis, I didn't... Ooh, Jarvis, I've always wondered, did you actually meet up in the year 2000?
Nah. Right, I've got me ironic satchel, so I'm off. See you, fellas.
Common people, my arse. He's just hopped in a Tesla.
Oh, hey, Phil, this is perfect for your date.
A unicorn onesie? I don't think so, Johnny.
But it's your size, Phil. 38 years plus.
Johnny, I'm not walking around dressed as a giant 5-year-old.
You're always saying you can't think of things to talk about on dates. What, we're having no hobbies on the TV? This is a real conversation starter.
Yeah, and finisher.
Look, think of all the jokes you can make about how horny you are.
I think I'm a little bit more sophisticated than that, thank you, mate.
I'll buy it for you. And that, Your Honour, was the last time I saw him alive.
I'm stood right here.
Well, until now. Thank you, Johnny. You may stand down. Thank you. Hey, Johnny, that was some excellent cross-examining. Well, thank you very much. You look great today, by the way. Oh, this whole thing is blasphemy slimming.
Right, that's enough out of you, both of you. God, it's like speaking to an idiot squared. What is going on over there in the jury box, Foreman?
Oh, sorry, Your Honour, but my food order's here and the security guard won't let the Deliveroo in. My pad thai keeps setting off the metal detector.
Well, you'll have to have it after the hearing, then.
Cold pad thai? Oh, the British justice system is a joke.
Can we crack on and find this moron guilty, please? Prosecution, would you like to call another witness?
I call my next witness. Keith, you are the landlord of the Crescent Moon, are you not?
Yes, I am. The Crescent Moon. We put the hospital in hospitality.
Could you tell us what happened on the night in question?
Well, it all happened during unhappy hour, 2 p.m. till late. I'd had quite the night already. Jarvis Cocker was having a bad run on the fruit machine and were kicking up a right stink. He'd finished off all my retro spirits. Baby sham, martini, eggnog, and between you and me, he looked like he was more than sorted freeze and whiz, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think we all know what you mean, Keith. You're about as subtle as Ryland's veneers.
Oh, thank you very much, Your Honour. Anyway, Jarvis heads over to Jukebox to put on the Pulp album, A Different Class, again. Phil shouted over, if you really want to live like common people, Jarvis, why don't you get your purse out your corduroys and buy me a pint, you tight bloody student? The insult did not go down well with the already pretty riled Jarvis. It ran at Phil, which I'd never seen done before in Clark's Brogues. It were a fight or flight situation, and Phil's tactic is always flight, on account of his punchability factor. Jarvis chased him out the pub, and that's the last I saw of them both.
So I think we can safely say from the witness's statement that Mr. Ellis clearly has a hatred of hipsters.
Objection! Everybody hates hipsters. They're the new goths. They do nothing for the economy. They just buy and sell A-team lunchboxes and vintage space hoppers.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Unmanageable form of transport, the space hopper. Ever tried to reverse park one? You'd have more luck finding a Waterstones in Blackburn.
Thank you, Keith. That will be all.
Whilst I'm here, Your Honour, can I have a word about getting my driving licence back?
No, you cannot, Keith. It was my car you hit. That's why I'm having to resort to zip cars. The state of those glove boxes.
But I was sober.
I know you were. You've been drinking your own beer.
May I ask a question, Your Honour?
No, this is a trial, not a Q&A with a soap star.
Oh, go on. I'm bored. I've finished all the puzzles in this book.
No.
I really feel I'm being underused. I could wax your gavel.
Just pay attention, Foreman. Would the defence like to call any more witnesses?
Don't you worry, Phil. I've still got an ace up my sleeve.
It's not an ace, it's a Caramac.
No, a metaphorical ace. And a real Caramac and a bag of quavers.
I call my next witness, Your Honour, who eyewitnessed the crime with her own eyes. You are Miss Williams, aren't you not?
I am.
And what were you doing at the scene of the alleged crime?
Oh, I was bird watching. I had a red hot tip that the lesser spotted parboiled warble finch had been sighted in the area.
A likely story.
Order.
I've got a tenner riding on this verdict, Your Honour.
Look, I know what I saw, and what I saw was a unicorn throw Jarvis Cocker into a pond.
Oh, great work, Johnny. You know, with hindsight, maybe I should have hired a proper lawyer and not a portable tuck shop.
Maybe I should have checked out what she had seen before I called her to the stand. Sorry, buddy. Looks like you're going down. Your Honour, I'd like to switch sides.
You can't switch sides. This is a court of law, not a game of British bulldog.
Can I have my say now, please, Your Honour?
Oh, it's always got to be about you, hasn't it, Mr. Ellis?
Well, in this case, yes. This is an actual trial accusing me of murder in cold blood in an even colder pond.
Fine. Get up here and have your 15 minutes. Keep it under five, though.
Thank you. Your Honour, ladies and miscellaneous gentlemen of the jury, I stand here before you today as a proud member of the human race. And if, like me, you choose to ignore the last few thousand years of history, it is a race that is known for its compassion, its honour, and its dignity. Of course, if you happen to choose not to ignore it, then there's very little point in me continuing. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, that I did kill Jarvis Cocker. Is that really such a bad thing? I mean, come on, his best work, much like his bony little bird-like arse, was behind him. And if that's not enough to exonerate me, that night, I spent the entire evening with my friend Ruth, who conveniently none of you have ever met, and has since left the country, vowing never to return, with no forwarding address. Case dismissed.
That's your alibi, Mr. Ellis. You were with a Ruth.
Correct.
And did she have a surname?
If she did, she never told me. She was a very, very shy close friend.
And she can't be contacted.
Look, just what is it you want from me?
I want the Ruth.
You want the Ruth?
Yes, I want the Ruth.
But you can't handle the Ruth!
Silence! I should send you down for life imprisonment right now for that torturous setup and punchline, Mr. Ellis. As it stands, I'm giving you an on-the-spot fine of 50p.
50p? I don't carry that kind of cash around on me. Who do you think I am? Elon Musk.
Right, it is now time for the jury to return a verdict. Taking all of the evidence into consideration, if found guilty, I will be sentencing you to life imprisonment without possibility of parole.
Life imprisonment? According to my docs, that could be as long as 4 years.
Foreman of the jury, please rise.
Finally, my chance to shine.
How do you find the defendant, guilty or not guilty?
Your Honour, after no deliberation at all, we are happy to announce that we, the jury, find the defendant, Philip Philster Ellis.
What's going on now? Who's that awkward-looking, scruffy streak of a man trying to get into my courtroom?
Oh, it's me pad thai. Oh, he made it. I regret giving him that one-star review now.
Hey, get off security. If I don't deliver this pad thai, I don't get paid.
Bloody hell, it's Jarvis Cocker. I told you he wasn't dead.
Hipsters do float.
It's you bastard unicorn.
Oh, Your Honour, I call my final witness, the deceased.
Fine, just hurry up. Doctor's starts in a minute.
Would the witness please approach the stand?
Fine.
Are you the popular singer, songwriter, Jarvis Cocker?
Yes.
Are you dead?
No.
I rest my case.
Why are you delivering pad thai, Jarvis? You must be loaded.
As a committed hipster, I invested all my money in a cereal calf / rally chopper bike shop. I've lost everything. That's why I was in such a bad mood that night in the Crescent Moon and picked that fight with you, Phil.
I thought I saw you slither out the pond through the bulrushes behind the submerged pram.
Yeah, the pond sobered me up. So I went home and got myself a proper job.
Right, case dismissed.
What a waste of a lovely day. I could have power washed my decking.
Hang on, is that it? I've sat here all day waiting for my big moment and I don't even get to say guilty.
You know what? Fill your boots.
Guilty!
Oh God, that felt good.
Oh, I just remembered, according to British law, that verdict stands. So, Phil Ellis, I do now actually have to sentence you.
That's a good one. God, you're actually quite a good laugh, aren't you, Your Honour?
No, I genuinely have to sentence you.
Oh, balls.
A one-star review, you miserable git.
Oh, no, Jarvis, wait. I didn't mean it, my thumb slipped.
I'll hold on to this pad thai, thank you. Right, I'm off for an ironic game of kaplunk.
Is there any other kind?
Phil Ellis, I hereby sentence you to 80 hours of community service.
80 hours? Doing what?
Cleaning out Parbold Pond. Court dismissed.
Ellie. They said I'm a free man. So how about that second date?
Phil, I've been waiting for the right time to tell you this, and now, here, in this room full of angry strangers, feels like that time. I want to tell you, I'm leaving Parbold.
Why? Actually, we haven't got time for why. I think I may love you.
Love me? Phil, you've had 4 years to tell me that. Your problem is you're self-obsessed. You never hear me out.
Whoa, just a second, Ellie. Oh, you stenographer! Do you really need to be typing all this up? The handsome man said defiantly.
Bye, Phil. I'm off to Europe. Don't try and follow me.
No, not Europe, Ellie. I can't handle the tap water. That's why I voted leave.
Sorry, Phil.
Ellie! She's gone. Who am I going to take for granted now?
Oh, come on, Phil. You may have lost the woman you love and got a criminal record, but you need to see the funny side. Let's go for some food.
Okay. Hey, what shall we eat?
Well, I know what I won't be eating. Pad Thai.
Order me a starter. I'll see you in 12.
God, I don't know about you, but I could murder a kebab.
Anyone else fancy a go at a food-based pun before we call it a day? Well, in that case, at least you could say he's had his day in Kangaroo Burger Court.
Phil Ellis is Trying was produced by Sam Michelle and is a BBC Studios production.
And that was the last in this series of Phil Ellis is Trying, but you can find all the previous episodes on BBC Sounds.
Dickensian on BBC Radio 4.
Fact is what is wanted, and nothing but fact.
Education without imagination.
Work without rights.
Marriage
without love.
It could be hard times
for some.
I never made pretense that I loved him.
It would make a man ridiculous.
A new season of Dickensian dramas, beginning with a sharp satire starring David Morrissey.
And now I ask you to give me your serious attention.
Dickensian.
Hard Times. This Sunday afternoon at 3.
On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
BBC News at